Before Krishna, Part 3, Krishna's Ancestry, Part 1. Shukadeva Goswami said, "From Garga came a son named Shini, and his son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, there came from him a generation of Brahmanas. From Mahavirya came a son named Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trayaruni, Kavi, and Pushkararuni. Although these sons of Duritakshaya took birth in a dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmanas. Brihat Kshatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapur, now known as New Delhi. From King Hasti came three sons named Ajamida, Dwimida, and Purumida. The descendants of Ajamida, headed by Priyamedha, all achieved the position of Brahmanas. From Ajamida came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadhanu, and from Brihadhanu a son named Brihatkaya, and from Brihatkaya a son named Jayadratha. The son of Jayadratha was Vishada, and his son was Sienajit. The sons of Sienajit were Ruchirashva, Dridadhanu, Kashya, and Vatsa. The son of Ruchirashva was Para, and the sons of Para were Prithusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. King Nipa begot a son named Brahmadatta through the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. Brahmadatta, who was a great yogi, begot a son named Vishvaksena through the womb of his wife Sarasvati. Following the instructions of the great sage Jagishavya, Vishvaksena compiled an elaborate description of the mystic yoga system. From Vishvaksena, Udaksena was born, and from Udaksena, Balata. All these sons are known as the descendants of Brihadishu. The son of Dwimedha was Yavinara, whose son was Kritiman. The son of Kritiman was well known as Satyadriti. From Satyadriti came a son named Dridhaneni, who became the father of Suparshva. From Suparshva came a son named Sumati. From Sumati came Sanatiman, and from Sanatiman came Kriti, who achieved mystic power from Lord Brahma and taught 6 Sanhitas of the Pratyasama verses of the Samaveda. The son of Kriti was Nipa. The son of Nipa, Udgrayudha. The son of Udgrayudha, Kshemya. The son of Kshemya, Subira. And the son of Subira, Ripunjai. From Ripunjai came a son named Bahurata. Purumida was sonless. Ajamida had a son named Nila by his wife known as Nalini, and the son of Nila was Shanti. The son of Shanti was Sushanti. The son of Sushanti was Puruja, and the son of Puruja was Arka. From Arka came Barmyashva, and from Barmyashva came 5 sons: Mudgala, Yavinara, Brihadvishva, Kampila, and Sanjay. Once Barmyashva prayed to his sons, "Oh my sons, please take charge of my 5 states, for you are quite competent to do so." Thus, Barmyashva's 5 sons were known as the Panchalas. From Mudgala came a dynasty of Brahmanas known as Maugalya. Mudgala, the son of Barmyashva, had twin children, one male and the other female. The male child was named Devodasa, and the female child was named Ahodya. From the womb of Ahodya, by the semen of her husband Gautama, came a son named Shatananda. The son of Shatananda was Satyadriti, who was expert in archery, and the son of Satyadriti was Sharadvan. When Sharadvan met Urvashi, he discharged semen, which fell on a clump of shara grass. From this semen were born two all-auspicious babies, one male, the other female. While Maharaj Shantanu was on a hunting excursion, he saw the male and female children lying in the forest, and out of compassion he took them home. Consequently, the male child was known as Kripa, and the female child was named Kripi. Kripi later became the wife of Drona Acharya. O King, the son of Devodasa was Mitrayu, and from Mitrayu came four sons named Chyavana, Sudasa, Sahadev, and Somaka. Somaka was the father of Jantu. Somaka had 100 sons, of whom the youngest was Prishata. From Prishata was born King Drupada, who was opulent in all supremacy. From Maharaj Drupada, Draupadi was born. Maharaj Drupada also had many sons headed by Dhrishtadyumna. From Dhrishtadyumna came a son named Dhrishtaketu. All these personalities are known as descendants of Bharmyashva, or the dynasty of Panchal. Another son of Ajamidha was known as Riksha. From Riksha came a son named Sangvarana, and from Sangvarana, through the womb of his wife Tapati, the daughter of the sun god, came Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Kuru had 4 sons, Parikshi, Sudhanu, Janu, and Nishada. From Sudhanu, Suhotra was born. From Suhotra, Chavana. And from Chavana, Kriti was born. The son of Kriti was Uparichara Vasu, and among his sons, headed by Brihadratha, were Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, and Chedipa. All the sons of Uparichara Vasu became rulers of the Chedi state. From Brihadratha, Kushagra was born. From Kushagra, Rishabha. And from Rishabha, Satyahita. The son of Satyahita was Pushpavan, and the son of Pushpavan was Jahu. Through the womb of another wife, Brihadratha begot 2 halves of one son. When the mother saw those 2 halves, she rejected them. But later, a she-demon named Jara playfully joined them and said, "Come to life! Come to life!" Thus, the son named Jarasandha was born. From Jarasandha came a son named Sahadev. From Sahadev, Somapi. And from Somapi, Shrutashrava. The son of Kuru, called Parikshi, had no sons. But the son of Kuru, called Janu, had a son named Surata. From Surata came a son named Vidurata, from whom Sarvabhauma was born. From Sarvabhauma came Jayasena, from Jayasena Radhika, and from Radhika Ayutayu. From Ayutayu came a son named Akrodhana, and his son was Devatiti. The son of Devatiti was Riksha. The son of Riksha was Dilipa, and the son of Dilipa was Pratipa. The sons of Pratipa were Devapi, Shantanu, and Palika. Devapi left the kingdom of his father and went to the forest. And therefore Shantanu became the king. Shantanu, who in his previous birth was known as Mahabhisha, had the ability to transform anyone from old age to youth simply by touching that person with his hands. And because the king was able to make everyone happy for sense gratification, primarily by the touch of his hand, his name was Shantanu. Once, when there was no rainfall in the kingdom for 12 years, the king consulted his learned Brahminical advisors, and they replied, "O king, you are faulty for enjoying the property of your elder brother. For the elevation of your kingdom and home, you should return the kingdom to him." So when the Brahmin said this, Maharaj Shantanu went to the forest, requesting his elder brother Devapi to take charge of the kingdom, for it is the duty of a king to maintain his subjects. However, previously, Shantanu's minister Ashvavara had instigated some brahmanas to induce Devapi to transgress the injunctions of the Vedas and thus make himself unfit for the post of ruler. The brahmanas deviated Devapi from the path of Vedic principles, and therefore, when asked by Shantanu, Devapi did not agree to accept the post of ruler. On the contrary, Devapi blasphemed the Vedic principles and thereby became fallen. Under the circumstances, Shantanu again became the king, and Indra, being pleased, showered rains. Devapi later took to the path of mystic yoga to control his mind and senses, and thus went to the village named Kalapagram, where he is still living. After the dynasty of the moon god comes to an end in this age of Kali, Devapi, in the beginning of the next Satya Yuga, will re-establish the Soma dynasty in this world. From Balika, the brother of Shantanu, came a son named Somadatt, who had three sons named Bhuri, Bhurishrava, and Shala. From Shantanu, through the womb of his wife named Ganga, came Bhishma, the exalted, self-realized devotee and learned scholar. This Bhishma Dev was the foremost of all warriors. When he defeated Lord Parashuram in a fight, Lord Parashuram was very satisfied with Bhishma. By the semen of Shantanu in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of a fisherman, Chitrangada took birth. Chitrangada, of whom Vichitravirya was the younger brother, was killed by a Gandharva who was also named Chitrangada. Before her marriage to Shantanu, Satyavati gave birth to the master authority of the Vedas, Vyasadeva, also known as Krishna Dwaipayana, who was begotten by Parashara Muni. From Vyasadeva, I, Shukadeva Goswami, was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead, Veda Vyas, rejecting his disciples, headed by Pila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kashiraj, were taken away by force, the Chitravirya married them. But because he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Badarayana Sri Vyasadeva, following the order of his mother Satyavati, begot three sons, two by the womb of Ambika and Ambalika, the two wives of his brother Vichitravirya, and the third by Vichitravirya's maidservant. These sons were Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. Dhritarashtra's wife, Gandhari, gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter. O king, the oldest of the sons was Duryodhana, and the daughter's name was Dushala. Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons, Yudhisthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, were begotten through the womb of his wife Kunti by Dharmaraj, by the demigod controlling the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's second wife, Madri, gave birth to Nakula and Sahadev, who were begotten by the two Ashwini Kumars. The five brothers, headed by Yudhisthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons, O Maharaj Parikshit, were your uncles. From Yudhisthira came a son named Prativindya, from Bhima a son named Shrutasena, from Arjuna a son named Shrutakirti, and from Nakula a son named Shatanika. O king, the son of Sahadev was Shrutakarma. Furthermore, Yudhisthira and his brothers begot other sons and other wives. Yudhisthira begot a son named Devaka through the womb of Pauravi, and Bhimasena begot a son named Ghatotkacha through his wife Hidimba, and a son named Sarvagata through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadev had a son named Suhotra through his wife named Vijaya, who was daughter of the king of the mountains. Nakula begot a son named Naramitra through his wife named Karenu Mati. Similarly, Arjuna begot a son named Iravan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas. Arjuna also had a son named Babruvahana by the womb of the princess of Manipur. Babruvahana became the adopted son of the king of Manipur. My dear King Parikshit, your father Abhimanyu was born from the womb of Subhadra as the son of Arjuna. Abhimanyu was the conqueror of all Atiratas, or those who could fight with 1,000 chariot drivers. From Abhimanyu, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Virat Raj, you, King Parikshit, took birth. After the Kuru dynasty was annihilated in the battle of Kurukshetra, you, Maharaj Parikshit, were also about to be destroyed by the Brahma-Astra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, you were saved from death. My dear king, your four sons, Janamejaya, Srutasena, Bhimasena, and Ugrasena, are very powerful, and Janamejaya is the eldest. Because of your death by the Takshaka snake, your son Janamejaya will be very angry and will then perform a sacrifice to kill all the snakes in the world. After conquering throughout the entire world and after accepting Tura, the son of Kalasha, as his priest, Janamejaya will perform Ashvamedha Yajnas, for which he will be known as Turaga Medashat. The son of Janamejaya, known as Shatanik, will learn from Yajnavalkya, the three Vedas, and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Kripa Acharya and the transcendental science from the sage Shaunaka. The son of Shatanika will be Sahasranika, and from him will come the son named Ashvamedhaja. From Ashvamedhaja will come Asima Krishna, and his son will be Nemi Chakra. When the town of Hastinapur is inundated by the river, Nemi Chakra will live in the place known as Kaushambi. His son will be celebrated as Chitraratha, and the son of Chitraratha will be Shuchiratha. From Shuchiratha will come the son named Vrishtiman, and his son Sushena will be the emperor of the entire world. The son of Sushena will be Sunita. His son will be Nirchakshu. And from Nirchakshu will come a son named Sukinala. The son of Sukinala will be Pariplava, and his son will be Sunaya. From Sunaya will come a son named Medavi. From Medavi, Nripanjai. From Nripanjai, Durva. And from Durva, Timi. From Timi will come Brihadratha. From Brihadratha, Sudas. And from Sudas, Shatanika. From Shatanika will come Durdamana, and from him will come a son named Mahinara. The son of Mahinara will be Dandapani, and his son will be Nimi, from whom King Shemaka will be born. Thus, I have now described to you the dynasty of the moon god, which is the source of Brahmins and Kshatriyas, and is worshipped by demigods and great saints. In this Kali Yuga, Shemaka will be the last monarch. Now I shall describe to you the future of the Magadha dynasty. Please listen. Sahadev, the son of Jarasandha, will have a son named Marjari, and from Marjari will come Shrutasrava. From Shrutasrava, Utayu, and from Utayu, Niramitra. The son of Niramitra will be Sunakshatra. From Sunakshatra will come Brihatsena, and from Brihatsena, Karmajit. The son of Karmajit will be Sutanjay. The son of Sutanjay will be Vipra, and his son will be Shuchi. The son of Shuchi will be Kshema. The son of Kshema will be Subrata, and the son of Subrata will be Dharmasutra. From Dharmasutra will come Sama, from Sama Dyumatsena, and from Dyumatsena Sumati, and from Sumati Subala. From Subala will come Sunita, from Sunita Satyajit, from Satyajit Vishvajit, and from Vishvajit Ripunjay. All of these personalities will belong to the dynasty of Brihadratha, which will rule the world for 1,000 years. The fourth son of Yayati, Anu, had three sons named Sabhanara, Chakshu, and Parishnu. O King Parikshit, from Sabhanara came a son named Kalanara, and from Kalanara came a son named Srinjai. From Srinjai came a son named Janamejai. From Janamejaya came Mahashala. From Mahashala, Mahamana. And from Mahamana, two sons named Ushinara and Titikshu. The four sons of Ushinara were Shibi, Vara, Krimi, and Daksha. And from Shibi again came four sons named Vrishadharva, Sudhira, Madra, and Kekai. The son of Titikshu was Rushadratta. From Rushadratta came Homa, from Homa, Sutapa, and from Sutapa, Bali. By the semen of Dirghatama in the wife of Bali, the emperor of the world, six sons took birth, namely Anga, Vanga, Kalinga, Suma, Pundra, and Odra. These six sons, headed by Anga, later became kings of six states in the eastern side of India. These states were known according to the names of their respective kings. From Anga came a son named Kalapan, and from Kalapan came Dibhiratha. From Dibhiratha came a son named Dharmaratha, and his son was Chitraratha, who was also celebrated by the name Romapad. However, Romapad was without issue, and therefore his friend Maharaj Dasharath gave him his own daughter named Shanta. Romapad accepted her as his daughter, and thereafter she married Rishyashringa. When the demigods from the heavenly planets failed to shower rain, Rishyashringa was appointed priest for performing a sacrifice. After being brought from the forest by the allurement of prostitutes who danced, staged theatrical performances accompanied by music, and embraced and worshipped him. After Rishyashringa came, the rain fell. Thereafter, Rishyashringa performed a sun-giving sacrifice on behalf of Maharaj Dasharath, who had no issue. And then Maharaj Dasharath finally had sons. From Romapad, by the mercy of Rishyashringa, Chaturanga was born. And from Chaturanga came Prithulaksha. The sons of Prithulaksha were Brihadratha, Brihadkarma, and Brihadbhanu. From the eldest, Brihadratha, came a son named Brihanmana, and from Brihanmana came a son named Jayadratha. The son of Jayadratha, by the womb of his wife Sambhuti, was Vijay, and from Vijay, Dhriti was born. From Dhriti came Dhritavrata, from Dhritavrata, Satkarma, and from Satkarma, Adiratha. While playing on the bank of the Ganges, Adiratha found a baby wrapped up in a basket. The baby had been left by Kunti because he was born before she was married. Because Adiratha had no sons, he raised this boy as his own, and this son was later known as Karna. O King, the only son of Karna was Vrishasena. The third son of Yayati, Druhyu, had a son named Babru, and the son of Babru was known as Setu. The son of Setu was Arabdha, Arabdha's son was Gandhara, and Gandhara's son was Dharma. Dharma's son was Dhrita, Dhrita's son was Durmad, and Durmada's son was Pracheta, who had 100 sons. The Prachetas, the son of Pracheta, occupied the northern side of India, which was devoid of Vedic civilization, and they became kings there. Yayati's second son was Turvasu. The son of Turvasu was Vani, the son of Vani, Bharga, and the son of Bharga, Bhanuman. The son of Bhanuman was Tribhanu, and his son was the magnanimous Karandhama. Karandama's son was Marut, who had no sons, and who therefore adopted a son of the Puru dynasty, namely Maharaj Dushmanta, as his own. Maharaj Dushmanta, desiring to occupy the throne, returned to his original dynasty, the Puru dynasty, even though he had accepted Maruta as his father. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.